In April, we ran a really successful 20% off campaign. We're going to run it again in August. We've got some really great value fairs, group save, kids for a quid. So actually, I'm hopeful that with more promotion and more awareness that there are some really good value journeys that people can make, that bigger picture, people, that score will increase and so will the overall satisfaction score. I'm not saying that there isn't a lot more work that can be done, but things like frequency of the trains on the routes that most people get, that score's gone up. Overall satisfaction's gone up. People are noticing an improvement in their station facilities.
We haven't got much time
in the round.
So
I think that hopefully, passengers tell us that things are improving through this survey. Value for money is one we need to address.
Let's move on briefly to the new compensation force that comes into force today, the delay repay one. A lot of people contacting us to say, okay, well, this is a step forward because especially people with season tickets were losing out because of the high-speed one being bundled in with the overall performance and punctuality figures. And they felt that was unfair that you just made your targets last year, so no one got compensation. So this way, if a train is delayed by half an hour or more, you will get some compensation. The downside is you'll get train vouchers. People contacting us saying, you know what, I just want the money back. Why can't they just have the money back?
Well, a couple of points. This is a scheme that most other train companies already had in place. And it is a fairer scheme because it just means that any delay after over 30 minutes, you can claim 50% of your journey. It is paid in rail travel vouchers, and that's the same for other train companies as well. So what that means now is that in our area, just like in Liverpool, wherever you're travelling, you can actually make a claim in the same way. So consistency and fairness really underpins this scheme. Understood that many people may say they would rather have cash. We give compensation in rail travel vouchers. These can be used on any UK rail journey and also London Underground. And we want people to have another, hopefully, to use our servers again and have a better experience.
But isn't that
like
a bit like getting food poisoning at a restaurant? They turn around and say, you can't have your money back, but you can have a voucher to come eat here again. You thought, thanks very much. I don't really want to eat here again. Didn't like the service.
It's a national scheme that we're now part of, and other train companies, we're now offering the same level as most other train companies. Compensation is paid in rail travel vouchers. It is 50%, 100% of your money back if your train is delayed by more than an hour. I would also think it's an important point to make, going back to something that you mentioned earlier, which is in the past, people didn't get compensation if they were season ticket holders. Actually, this is the minimum that we give. Over the snow and bad weather, we gave out £300,000 worth of compensation over and above our passenger charter. So it is important to say that this is what passengers can expect as a minimum. If they have a very difficult experience or want to contact us about something else, we'll always look at every single case and make a judgment on that, and we may offer a gesture of goodwill as well. We'll look at each case, but this is a fair, easy way, claim online. If you're delayed by more than 30 minutes, you can put a claim in and you'll get compensation rail travel vouchers.
Sarah Boundy from Southeastern Trains, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Sarah Boundy responding to that national survey in which Southeastern Trains came in bottom of a table when customers were asked about satisfaction with the service. It came bottom for customer dissatisfaction, and that was a national survey.
Travel. BBC Radio Kent.
Okay, let's get the latest with Phil Harrison.
Yeah, on the M25, clockwise.